You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Plumbing emergency? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Plumbers 911 licensed professionals have 10,000 hours of training and get the job done right the first time. Call now. 1-833-PLUM-911.
While hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy, many of you are probably at home now. You can use some of the time to spring clean, which brings me to that old car just taking up space in your garage. The time has come to get rid of it. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, it can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. And it can all be done in the comfort of your home. Thousands of people have experienced the ease and convenience of donating to Cars for Kids. No need to go out or do anything in person. You don't even have to be at your car when it's picked up. In an era when everything is just a few clicks away, donating a car should be no different. Go to carsforkids.com and donate with a click of a button or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. They'll send someone to pick up your car contact-free. And you'll receive a tax receipt and voucher for a vacation that can be used for 1 year. See for yourself how simple it is. Go to carsforkids.com or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to donate. Remember, that's cars with a K.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Having a lot of fun this morning, and yet the reality of COVID-19 is still out there, even as we talk about the possibility of sports returning and what it would look like and how they're going to go about it. I was reading a thing, David, about how South Korea has opened up again, and they're seeing a resurgence of cases. And it's obviously nothing like the numbers that we're seeing in the United States, but, you know, they do a lot of this tracing. And, you know, they have a guy went out one night, and apparently 43 cases created because he was going from club to club, and then 11 cases from, on average, people that interacted with him on that night. So, I mean, this is the sort of thing that you need to be able to figure out how it's happening and where it's going if you're really serious about returning to sport and playing these. You got to have testing, and you got to have people taking this very seriously.
Contact tracing. Yeah, you can read stories that will scare you to death. I mean, you talk about the birthday party where somebody said there were 11 people based on somebody who was sharing a birthday cake with somebody that was infected. And you just, you can definitely find enough evidence to scare you if you're looking for it. It's not that hard. And yet they are continuing to have these the discussion, the dialogue. Today, Rob Manfred will make his proposal to MLB owners. And we would hope to at some point, Mully, and I don't know if this is possible or not, but I'd love to hear from the teams. I'd love to start hearing from the people whose jobs are to obviously weigh these proposals and consider the pros and cons, like the realities that you just addressed, like we're talking about. There's a lot at stake here, obviously. Health and safety is the first priority, but not the only thing that is under discussion here. So revenue sharing, how you're going to change the game, the universal DH, all these things. I'd like to hear from Tom Ricketts. I'd like to hear from Theo. I'd like to hear from Rick Hahn, from Kenny Williams. Start weighing in, because help us, you know, have this conversation if this is indeed headed toward the beginning of an abbreviated season.
And obviously, we know the universal DH. Have they made any announcement on automated umpires? How will they have guys positioned throughout the field? You know, the age of the umpires, all that stuff. I'm very curious to know the answers to that stuff too.
Oh yeah, I think that's a critical thing when you're talking about, you know, social distancing 6 feet away. Now, that is not feasible when you're having an umpire 6 inches away from the back of the catcher. Now, how are you going to execute these things? And is the technology in place where you could have a computerized, you know, strike zone and a robot umpires, if you will? These kinds of things have to be addressed, and I think those are all part of the conversations, hopefully, that we'll be getting more access to or understanding of as the week progresses.
And I don't know if this is breaking news or not, but breaking news is brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. But we're getting word that the English Premier League, you know, we mentioned the Bundesliga starts this weekend. The English Premier League is eyeballing a return relatively quickly. There should be an announcement about that perhaps later today. They want to start up as early as June 1st. July 1st.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fast.
Is it July 1st, Kevin?
June 1st.
June 1st.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I thought you were correcting me. June 1st. That's right around the corner, isn't it? I mean, what is the date? It feels like it's the...
What is time
May
11th.
18th, today's 18th May 11th,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, 18th of...
Yesterday was Mother's Day. Tomorrow's my mom's birthday, so I know today is May 11th. So I'm with you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's... If you're starting June 1, I mean, that's pretty unbelievable.
It's pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
And yet, by the end of this week, I think you would like to see some clarity with Major League Baseball because of the reality that you would have to sometime... in the first week in June or mid-June, start talking about spring training, because these arms have to get loose and everyone has to get to the point where, you know, they're not risking injury to some real, you know, million-dollar arms, $100 million arms, if you come back too fast and aren't prepared for those realities. So everything, hopefully, will start to get a little bit more definition to their plans as the week progresses, because, Mully, I think that, you know, there's only so many Sunday nights we can savor, and The Last Dance is reaching its last two episodes next Sunday. So next Monday will be our final Last Dance post-game show.
Well, David, obviously Mully and I are very excited, as, you know, European soccer fans, that the German League will be returning this weekend, and we'll be watching. Will you at all peruse, given the fact that there is such a lack of live sporting events?
Vacuum.
Will you watch any of this German soccer this weekend?
You know, I could pander, but I said no pandering involved. No, I probably won't. I probably won't watch too much of that. I may be tempted to, depending on what else is going on, but no, I probably
Well, you're
going
to be useless in our post game then, if that's the case.
Exactly. Molly, we talk a little about the Last Dance post game. Did you see who the Dan Bernstein show has coming up? Besides, obviously, Will Perdue for the entire program, the director of The Last Dance, Jason Hare, is going to be on at 9:05 before Chris Chelios, Mark Schanowski, Bill Cartwright, and Sweet Lou Kanellis. That's a show.
Wow, that's pretty. That's greedy, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's My greedy. God. I know. Can any of those guys get up before 9? I
mean... Oh, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that. young Dan taking advantage.
Wasn't Will Perdue great, though, last night in his comments on the kind of teammate Michael Jordan was? And he's speaking on behalf of everybody who's probably ever been a teammate of Michael Jordan's.
No doubt about it. And I like the idea that you appreciate him more as time and distance go on, right? Those are two of the essentials for being able to appreciate things.
Yeah, let's not get it wrong. He was a jerk.
You know, when I heard that, his example is Michael Jordan, but how many people hearing that kind of thought of like that high school coach that they had, the voice that is still in their head because of the guys who pushed you to a point beyond that you knew was possible? And maybe, you know, he was fortunate that that was Michael Jordan to him, and maybe there were other coaches as well, but not everybody gets to play alongside the greatest player ever or the greatest competitor. Everybody has somebody like that in their past, right, to push them beyond those limits.
Right, that you appreciate more after the fact than you did as it was ongoing. But I think that there are people that made a huge impact on you that didn't mistreat you.
Right.
That you can embrace just as well.
That's so true. You know, that is so true. And I think those people tend to get overlooked a lot. I mean, because it's like the people that who are the loudest and maybe the most in your face, get this done. They leave an impression and sometimes a mark. And
that's true.
But the people that are maybe give you the encouragement or the pat on the back, you tend to maybe forget those sometimes. It's not right.
It's not right at all.
It's not right at all.
But, I do think, I really enjoyed last night's episodes maybe as much as any that I've seen because of just the human element of the whole thing and the way that, Michael Jordan, in retrospect, speaking about the way that he behaved and how he pushed people. And I just thought it was fantastic. And when he kind of tried to explain what he was doing and how important he felt it was to be able to, how important his mentality had to be in order to get everybody to win. The other teams have done that without resorting to that. But for Jordan, it was the way that he went about it, the way that he believed you had to go about it, and the idea that it was, almost haunted him a little bit, I thought was fascinating.
And when he broke down describing and remembering the toll that that took on him personally, it reminded you or underscored how exhausting it must have been to be that guy all of the time, not being able to shut off that switch that made you this ultimate competitor.
Yeah, it's really something. And I felt as I watched that scene that I more understood the idea that he felt that he was going to come across like people were going to hate him when they saw how he behaved. And, it's a fascinating idea. Could they have won? Could they have done just as well without him pushing them in the way he did? Now,
like, I don't have to do this. I'm only doing it because it is who I am. That's how I played the game. That was my mentality. Don't want to play that way? Don't play that way. Break.
That was it, man. That was the money cut, maybe, of this whole documentary, David.
It was certainly was the most revealing clip, and it spoke to everything that we have seen. And I just, all these years later, just how the intensity that it required and how still it makes him emotional recalling everything that it took and all that he poured into getting the most out of people.
All right, I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
No question. It means a lot to us. And thanks to our crew. Thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
And Kembo, thank you, Kembo, for your contribution, as always.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
And, of course, Ray. Bless you, Ray.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe!
What was my train of thought?
Rest in peace, Jerry Stiller, 92 years old, one of the funniest men on television.
Yeah, that's a pity. We've lost a lot of giants of late. David, have yourself a great day.
Have a great one, Molly.
God bless all. Mully and Haw on the Score.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
The dramatic story of the 90s Bulls has been the hot topic in sports nationally, thanks to ESPN's eye-opening documentary.
Paxton for three! Yeah!
So coming up today from 9 to noon, we're bringing in three-time Bulls champion Will Perdue to hang out with Dan Bernstein, recapping this historic time.
Things got real.
These were the episodes that kind of did the deep dive as far as what everybody wants to know about the Bulls, but also about Michael Jordan. Michael controls the content. He had to have the last say, and he allowed a lot of this to be out there.
From behind the scenes, in the locker room, at the practices, and in the heat of the championship run, Will Perdue talks Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and the rest of the 90s Bulls with Dan Bernstein. Coming up today from 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
This segment brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Plumbing emergency? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Plumbers 911 licensed professionals have 10,000 hours of training and get the job done right the first time. Call now 1-833-PLUM-911.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, especially all my junior NBA friends. I hope everyone's holding up in these difficult times. We know you may not be able to play with your teammates and friends right now, but there are still some ways for you to stay involved in the game. We're so excited to launch Junior NBA at Home, which will keep you active wherever you may be. Each day we'll be posting drills and activities for you to do by yourself at home. Follow along at juniornba.com for all the latest and be sure to use hashtag JuniorNBAAtHome when posting so we can learn something.
Today's